علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on Imam Ali alayhi salam's teachings in Nahjul Balagha. We have been currently discussing the first sermon, which has these teachings within them. The first sermon has a lot of discussions on theology. It's quite a comprehensive sermon with a lot of beautiful statements and teachings. Some of those teachings are to do with prophethood, and we were discussing about the issue of the finalization of prophethood, the completion of prophethood, or rather the sealing of the prophethood that we also already introduced previously, inshallah, in this session. We will explain about that. Now, as you noticed, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that إِلَىٰ أَنْ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِإِنْجَازِ عِدَّتِهِ وَإِتْمَامِ نُبُوَّتِهِ. This is the phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam introduces now the finalization or the final prophethood of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning him being the last and the final and the completion and the sealing of the whole prophethood coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we shall discuss this in this session.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or rather here in Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us about a whole process in history whereby there were prophets, messengers who came with this idea of prophethood, and step by step they were raising the community to levels, the whole community of the people of the world, to higher and higher levels. So the prophets were actually, you know, drivers of change in the society, taking the societies higher and higher. So as this wave, the upward wave towards progress was happening, there was a downward wave towards regression and towards regression at the same time, simultaneously. So we noticed that this, as these two waves were going hand in hand with one another, in the sense that as progress was happening, there was another group of people that were going lower and going away from the truth. But this progress, this line of progress was always there. And it always, generation after the generation, brought the teachings to a certain level of perfection, such that now the society and the community of the world, when the Prophet Muhammad had come, the community was now ready to receive this final message. So the world at that time, the world had already seen Christianity. The different other parts of the world, for example, that had seen other types of prophets who probably were not in the line of the Bani Israel, but there were prophets and messages in different parts of the world. But in this particular sphere of the world, where the prophets from Bani Israel and the prophets of the Middle East, they slowly drove the community towards this perfection. Finally, when in the Arabian Peninsula and the area around Mecca and Medina and Iraq and Mesopotamia and Jerusalem, you know, this area of the world, what happened is that there was a readiness to receive that final message. You may say at that time there was a lot of idol worship and there was a lot of, you can say, corruption and oppression. Yes, there was. But as I said, that line and that inkling of true teachings of the prophets was there in the people. In certain groups of people, this had been protected, and this was actually protecting those communities from complete deviation.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, when it comes to the Arabian Peninsula at that time, the teachings of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, the true teachings, were inherited by a very pure lineage of people. They were not necessarily prophets of God, but they were what we call Osiya. The teachings of Nabi Isa at the same time, in the same way, were generation to generation taken by a group of people that understood what monotheism is. Yes, there were some movements. You can say also in the apparent sense, they were very large in number, that were going towards the negative direction. The flow was opposite and against the flow of truth. But the current of truth was strong and firm. And this current of truth, which was strong and firm, was that current of truth which the Prophet ﷺ came and boosted it, and was the cause of now the flow in totality to go towards the right direction. And this is what we say, is that all the other prophets of God before, they gave the glad tidings of the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will come at that particular time with that amount of energy and strength and that amount of, you can say, sincerity and spirituality that will cause that final, revolution towards the communities achieving the right direction. So here when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِلَىٰ أَنْ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ مُحَمَّدًا, this, all this process of the coming of the prophets and all these things that we mentioned previously, all of them, they culminated in the fact that now the prophet was sent, the final prophet was sent and raised for the people. بَعَثَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ مُحَمَّدًا Rasulullah. He was sent as a messenger of God for, of course, a certain purpose, inshallah, that we shall talk about in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه